Track number 11, The Birds of Morlaix Bay. The islands of Morlaix Bay are a reserve for seabirds, and as such, some of them are out of bounds to human visitors. Here is where the seabirds come to roost, under the protective eye of Yann Jacob, guardian for the Association Bretagne Vivante.
Dans la baie de Morlaix, il y a 14 espèces d'oiseaux qui se reproduisent chaque année, dont 9 espèces d'oiseaux de mer.
In Morlaix Bay, there are 14 species that come to mate and roost on the islands, including 9 species of seabirds. Gulls are particularly fond of this area, as are terns, who come to the Île aux Dames every year, from late April through to July. They are part of the landscape, especially the herring gulls, but they are also part of the sounds of Morlaix Bay. You're sure to hear the herring gull, as they sometimes nest on the shattered Touro, and the atmosphere is also filled with noisy terns, as they call to each other in their colony, as well as when they're fishing. You'll hear them calling. To get their fish, the terns plunge into the water at high speed, like stones being dropped. Seabirds communicate visually using colours and the patterns of their feathers, but their calls are also very important, especially when they live in large colonies, as their calls enable them to make contact. Their calls also help them to define the boundaries around their nest.
Ils vont aussi servir à délimiter un territoire.
There are also alarm cries to warn of danger.
Signaler un danger, c'est ce qu'on appelle le cri d'alarme.
In spring, there are mating calls, part of the courting process that leads to finding a mate. Also, there are calls between parents and their young, shouting to each other when the adult returns from finding food, so that they can find each other easily in the colony. All the gulls have an individual call, a joyful cry that they shout out by raising their beaks to the skies. Other seabirds are a lot more subtle. Some birds are very basic in their vocalization. This is true of cormorants. You only hear them on their nest. And if it's not the mating season, they don't communicate with calls at all. And if you're wondering why we're talking about the calls of seabirds rather than their melodious songs, here's Yann Jacob to explain.
Les oiseaux marins évoluent en milieu plutôt ouvert.
With birds, there are different degrees of evolution. Seabirds have evolved in an environment that's very open, so they have a simple vocal register, unlike sparrows, for example, who need elaborate songs so that they can be identified amongst all the vegetation that hides them. Now it's time to find out about someone who communicates visually, an artist who creates graphic novels and cartoons. This is Patrice Pellerin, author of a famous series called L'Épervier, and he knows all about the Shattered Touro. Find out more on track number 12.